Live from a doomsday bunker in the rich black soil of southern Illinois, it's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour 2026. 30 minutes of no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling, and occasionally other topics. With your host, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, author, inventor, and philosopher, the first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, and the legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, a man who has always been a good role model for his brothers, Richard J. Ringhausen. And welcoming back a special guest, one-time bridge tender for the state of Illinois, well-known song and dance man, self-taught alligator wrestler, and a man who could easily put on his own makeup if he wanted to, Gregory J. Johnson. And marksman, sculptor, and daredevil, the seven-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion, winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, a man who always sticks the landing when he falls off a ladder, the youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers and the star of your show, Alan J. Ringhausen. Woo!
We're excited today.
Yeah.
The crowds just keep getting bigger.
They really do.
They really are. Yeah, I got to ask a question, Craig.
Yeah.
Before we get too deep into the show.
Yeah.
And it starts getting intense. I'm curious, as a bridge keeper, do you see yourself more as a bridge over the River Kwai kind of guy, or more of a Gandalf?
No, it's more of that. What's the one from Monty Python and the Holy Grail? That's the bridge tender now. It's stuck in my brain.
Is it where you have to answer the question?
Yeah.
Questions three.
All right.
You didn't answer me.
What is your name?
Yeah. So,
what's your favorite color?
No, wait.
Probably more. Let's go back to the Wizard of Oz. The It's a Wonderful Life bridge tender.
He likes that guy.
Yeah, I like that guy.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
The most boring bridge tender of all of the bridge tenders.
No. And see, I was thinking, who is the guy from the Bridge on the River Kwai, that famous actor?
Alex Guinness.
He's
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan.
Indeed.
Okay, Rick, your subject. Go ahead.
No, I was in a musical recently. I was backstage.
Both you were.
I wasn't on stage.
Both of you were.
Craig was song and dance man out on stage. And
song and dance man again.
Assistant choreographer.
Assistant choreography.
Or assistant to the choreographer.
The idiot.
No. As assistant choreographer, when your people are trying out for the play, do you hoist all the women over your head as a test?
No, we don't do that.
Maybe you should.
Alan, it was mainly grade school orphan children.
Oh, okay.
We don't throw them around.
All right.
So I'm going backstage.
You could have put them in Velcro and thrown them at a target.
Going backstage, and to go on stage, you have to have stage makeup, because lights will bleed you out otherwise. Here's Craig sitting on a chair, and he's got his makeup artist lady there with him. She's got a palette of about 20 different colors that she's going to work on him with.
Yeah, she painted his face up like a kabuki mask.
Could have. But I got to thinking about, if you were a professional actor, like a stage actor, you know, you're going to go out night after night after night after night, wouldn't you just have your face tattooed the correct color so that you didn't have to go through that every night?
You know, I think that there are some actors and actresses that, like, have their eyebrows tattooed on and they have, like, a red lipstick tattooed on.
Yeah, then you don't have to go through that each time.
Right. So I don't think what you're saying is out of line.
No, I really don't. So, did you get your makeup tattooed on?
Nah.
You got a tattoo?
I got a couple.
Is that a real beard?
That is a real beard. Not much of one. No, I got a tribal band on one arm. I don't know. It was the 90s.
Yeah?
And, or 2000s, I guess. And I got a...
Wait, don't say it.
Had you just watched the movie The Bounty?
No. I've got the list of the most popular tattoos from the She Popular website. And we'll see if Johnson's got any. If he's already given one up, tribal. We'll see whether he's got one of the top tattoos.
Okay.
Do you have this list too, Alan?
I do have top tattoos. You want to start at top or bottom?
Let's start right at the top and work our way down in case we get tired of it.
A butterfly. Do you have a butterfly?
No,
but that's nope. Not the
like
other?
Tattooed right in the middle of your back.
Uh-uh.
Okay, but butterflies really are super popular, mostly among women, like a butterfly tattooed on, like here on my shoulder.
Or on their foot.
Yeah, on the foot, ankle. That's, yeah.
You know, and it says you can almost guarantee the design comes out beautiful because that's the thing most tattoo artists know how to do.
Is a butterfly.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and here's the thing. You know, not all tattoo artists are created equal. You know, your Johnson's in the military. They probably know that you can stop in like Hong Kong or Bangkok. God knows what kind of tattoo artist you might get. You know, you go
in. The best in the world.
You go in there, you're drunk, and you think that they're great artists, and then you sober up the next day and go, I don't even know what this is.
It's a hula girl.
Hula girl's not on this list, I don't think. Oh. Lion.
I got to go with what Craig said, though. There was a point in time where hula girl,
yeah,
which I do not see on your list, was popular. Also, a heart
or
with
anchor.
An arrow through it.
Said mom.
Yeah,
mom. Yeah.
Or mother. Yeah.
Anchor, no anchor on this list
like
either.
Like Popeye. You would think Popeye would have been a big thing.
Oh, wait, here's anchor. Made it. It was in the top 20.
Okay, lion.
Yeah, I guess.
So is that other tattoo a lion?
No. In fact, I don't think I've ever seen a lion tattooed on anybody.
I was going to say, I think, what's Moose Clunk got? He's got either a tiger or a lion. He's got something.
I think he does.
He's got some kind of jungle cat.
You know,
I'd rather have a tiger than a lion.
You know, here's the most dangerous thing about going to get a tattoo.
Yeah.
Well, first off, being drunk.
Right.
And second, having your drunk buddies with you.
Oh, yeah.
To help you decide.
Pick out what you got. Okay.
Man, you need it right on your face, right on the side of your face.
Here's my question. You have an object tattooed on you, and you go through a dramatic weight change. Is the figure going to be more distorted if you have a dramatic weight loss or a more dramatic weight gain?
Craig, can you answer that?
I can't answer that.
You've been... consistently.
Let's say you had a butterfly on your stomach and
it would be a lot larger now than it was 20 years
ago. And you gained 100 pounds. Do you think it's going to still be a beautiful butterfly or is it going to be
I don't think if I had a butterfly on my stomach it ever would have been beautiful.
You've made a maintained a consistent panda shape, right?
Yeah.
A flower, a dainty little daisy, or an entire flower garden tattooed across your arm.
I'm guessing a rose is pretty popular.
Roses, sunflowers, tulips.
Sunflowers, tulips?
That's okay. What it says, yeah.
All right.
Rick, if you were going to get a flower tattooed on your body, what flower would it be?
Apple blossom.
That's a pretty good answer.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I would have... I more envision you getting a pansy.
It's a pretty flower, though.
It is a pretty flower. You know, I
what is that there on the middle of your back, Rick? Is that a pansy?
It is.
It's that you name. Know, you can't shake that stigma.
You know, and
name.
That's the dangest thing, you know. They're nice-looking little flowers, you know. Yeah. They really are. And Suzanne just makes a point of pointing out that I like them all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, Rick, should we plant some pansies?
Oh, pansies your favorite? No surprise.
Stop it.
Planting tulips.
An infinity sign, like just a figure eight.
On its side.
On its side?
And elongated a little bit, right?
Does it have arrows blended in with it so you know which way the infinity's going?
I think it. Either way.
Okay. Infinity goes either way, man. So is that your sign? Is that what you got? Is that the other
one? Nope. We're going to have to keep going on this list.
All right. Snake! Oh, Johnson's got... He's got a big cobra tattooed, right?
Right on my back.
Yeah, snake is good because you could have cobra, you could have a rattlesnake, you could have one that's coiled up.
Like a garter snake.
You could have it like wrapped around your arm.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, snake's got a lot of potential.
A lot of potential to look good, doesn't it?
Or like you're a tattoo artist. You know, the tattoo artists themselves, like I said, you know, like you'll have some tattoo artist chick got a big snake going all the way up her leg.
Yeah.
And all the way up around her stomach and up around to her neck. And then it looks like it's biting her neck. That's not what I'm dreaming about, but
Chinese characters.
And you know, here's the problem with this one. Chinese, a lot of people got them and they don't know what they mean. The tattoo artist probably didn't either. They just had a book.
Oh, I don't know. I think you're a group of sailors or marines and you're heading into Bangkok, you know, and you're going to go to a tattoo parlor. The guy who's working the parlor knows good and well what those Chinese characters mean.
But that fella in Wentzville might not know.
No.
Okay, I had this kid working for me, and you know, he's like 18, 19 years old. Shows up for work on Monday, and he's got this Chinese symbol tattooed on his arm. And I'm looking at that, and I said, "Is that permanent?" He's like, "Oh, yeah." I said, "And you paid to have that done, right?" "Yeah, you were conscious?" "Well, yeah." I said, "What's it say?" He said, "That's a symbol for love." I said, "How do you know that?" "It could say, I'm an asshole." You know, you have no idea.
Right.
You don't know. And so he stares at it for the longest time.
I'm kind of worried now.
You know, he didn't say anything more about it.
One time,
I just let it go.
Sue and I are on vacation. We go to San Francisco, and there's this real cool shirt, and it's got like the Mr. Miyagi emblem, you know, like a sun and a little bonsai tree. And it's got a set of Chinese characters up and down the side. Mm-hmm. So I buy it. You know, I think it's cool. And like years later, we're in Washington, D.C., and I'm wearing this shirt, and a Chinese guy, or an Asian, I'm walking down, and he stops me. He says, "Do you know what that says on your shirt?" You know, that's the sort of thing that kind of puckers you up a little bit. He says, "It means springtime." Okay. That's you. You would stop a stranger on the street just to tell him that?
Okay. I got to tell you, my daughter and son-in-law recently went to Hawaii. And so, you know, she's sending...
One of the Japanese islands.
She's sending these text messages and, you know, starts off, you know, wrapping them up with aloha. And then, you know, she had a, you know, some other Hawaiian saying or whatever. And so I replied with, "Well, as they say in Hawaii, mekaleka hai mekahaini ho." And I get, "What does that mean?" I said, it means may every day be happy. What it really is from
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Genie on Pee-wee's Playhouse, Jumbie. And it means nothing. It means nothing.
That was made up just for Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You thought it meant have a nice day.
No, I didn't know what it meant.
Okay.
It went from, "Oh, that's nice, Dad," to... I looked it up.
But going back to the, you know, you got sailors who are going to sail away and the tattoo artist never going to see them again. All right. The odds are they're never coming back there. You can put anything you want.
Put anything you want on there. All right.
Flag. There's your flag.
Flag.
Yeah.
You got to be American.
Well, I think depends on your country. I'm guessing if you're from...
Well, I'm reading these in English, and we're all Americans.
I'm guessing if you're...
Johnson, you're American.
See.
Okay.
Got a flag? Is that a flag?
No, the tattoo is not a flag.
Okay.
But I wanted one of those ones where, like, there's an eagle, and its claws are ripping the skin open, and behind the skin is the American flag. I always thought
that. Oh, that sounds cool.
That is cool. Where'd you see that at?
I don't know.
I think
prison.
We'll get to that. Any tattoo with an eagle ripping something apart is a pretty good tattoo.
Darn right it is. I like that one. Wow. All right, stars?
Stars? What they're saying is astrological stuff.
Oh, okay. So it could be the...
Like moons and stars.
Or
and,
I could have like the Big Dipper.
Yeah.
Point to my North Star.
Yes, that's exactly what it means.
That's my navel.
Oh my god.
The yin yang symbol.
I wasn't done with stars.
Yeah, you're done. You are.
Guess where I've got the moon?
That's in outer space near Uranus, right?
The yin yang symbol. Wow, I'm going to have a lot of cutting on this. That's that one that's on like the Korean flag, right?
What are we talking about?
The yin yang.
Yeah. I would have thought that would have been one of the top ones, right, by Butterfly.
There's your heart. Number 10 is heart.
Yeah, okay, but there could be a lot of different hearts, you know. Oh, you could have, you know, just, you know, your basic heart shape, like
your
Valentine's
sacred bleeding heart of Jesus.
No, now that's different.
Oh, okay.
That, now you got it's a bleeding heart.
Right? Sacred heart? Is that what that's called?
Yeah. Very good.
Well, he had to add in the sacred. And then you can have, you know, like a heart with an arrow through it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that dagger.
Or a dagger in it.
Yeah. Or a broken heart.
Or an actual heart that looks like they pulled it out of somebody's chest. Or, you know, like they're holding a heart
like
in their
Temple
hand.
Of Doom.
Yeah.
What do you got? What do you got?
Or like an eagle ripping. No, forget it.
What do you got in your next one, Johnson?
I got cliche mottos.
Well,
like life is a box of chocolates. Is that the kind of thing? Yeah.
Well, the other thing you get is people get these things right down their rib cage, and it's like a scripture written down. You know, like who's going to take time to read that?
It's already running sideways. Yeah. Yeah.
And then if they gain weight, you can't read it.
The name of a love.
What about a recipe? Huh?
Yeah. Something that you don't want to forget.
I don't want to forget. How do I make chicken and dumplings? Oh, here it is on my side. Wait a minute. I can't read that in the mirror.
Well, you have him tattoo it backwards like he's Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah. There you go.
You could tattoo how to plant things in case there's ever an apocalypse.
Yeah, that.
I don't see zombie on this list anywhere.
The launch codes.
And there's zombie.
The name of a loved one.
Yeah. All right.
You know the problem with that.
That can be a mistake.
I mean, what happens when you don't love them anymore?
Love comes and goes, man.
Well, a lot of times, though, it's deceased loved ones. And
they don't usually come back from life.
Right, that's a safe bet.
Unless you tattoo Jesus on you.
Right.
Well, then it's okay anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you come from a huge family and you got all these names. Well, this is Uncle Bob over here.
Your whole family tree.
Yeah, you could do family tree.
Someone doing research years from now just dig you up.
Well, okay, but what if you have like an aunt and uncle get divorced and you have to scratch out?
I think a family tree is just blood.
Okay.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Important dates? What?
Craig, I try not to think about it.
All right, fair enough.
Important dates? Oh, I'm supposed to have my wisdom tooth pulled out on about 3 weeks from now. I'd like to have that tattooed on so I don't forget it.
I think it's more like a wedding anniversary or something like that.
Okay. Well, maybe not.
Not something upcoming to help you remember.
No, no. Okay. It was like first time you ate at Taco Bell or something like that, maybe.
Or their pet.
Pet? You ready? You know.
That's pretty popular.
I
think a lot
guy,
of people get their cat or dog tattoo.
It wasn't a cat or dog, but he had a picture of the biggest deer he ever killed and then had that tattooed on his back.
Life size?
Took up his whole back.
Okay.
Angel wings. Really?
Yeah. You've seen those where it's like, you'll see like boxers or professional wrestlers, stuff like that, and they'll have a set of wings is from shoulder to shoulder on their backs.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You know, if you shaved your head and were just totally bald, wouldn't you like to have like the Captain America little wings tattooed on the side of your temples?
No, I would have that thing where the phrenology.
The chart of the bumps on your head.
Wherever you touch, that's the sensory area for taste or for memory or for. I'd have that on my head.
In case they did brain surgery?
Just the sheer joy of it.
Okay. All
right. Because I think that people would come up and touch that part of my, what are you smelling right now? Your death.
Tattoo my head the color of a skull. Make it look just like it's my skull.
White? What do you mean? A bloody skull? Skin's been peeled off?
Just like you had, like you didn't have skin on your head. I think it was just a skull.
Okay.
It'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
Now, That is what is missing from this list, is a skull. Skulls are super popular. Like, especially like with a snake coming out the mouth of the skull.
Birds, dragons, cherries.
What's a double cherry? What's...
I don't know.
Quite popular with plenty of women. A lot of people seem to get it to represent sweetness, love, passion. It may seem a bit random, but you'd be surprised how common a tattoo that is, it says.
Double cherries.
Never seen it.
Anchor, there's Popeye. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you get an anchor tattoo, where do you get it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right below your shoulder.
Right.
Right on your deltoid.
Is that right? I'm not sure. And a compass.
Compass?
So, Johnson, did we hit any of those? Did you have the...
That compass, that's what you get around your navel.
Oh, compass, yeah.
Right around your navel.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Or a spider web.
Yeah. No, you didn't hit any of... None of those. Nope.
Yeah, where's spider web on here? Or barbed wire.
Get to this.
Barbed wire. You got barbed wire.
Get to the list of the most popular things from prison.
That's probably where it's at.
Okay.
Oh, that's number 7 on my prison.
What's
sheet.
That? Barbed wire.
Yeah, but that's not it.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Okay, so prison tattoos, and we were wanting to look at these for what reason?
I don't know. Just see them. In my days as a prosecutor, you'd be surprised how many of these things you see. In court.
Okay, well, here's one that surprised me that wasn't on the regular one, and it's a cross. Yeah. I would think a cross would be popular outside the prison as well.
You know, a teardrop tattoo? It means you killed somebody.
You mean actually on your face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what that means?
Yeah.
And that you're repentant over having done so? You feel sorrow for having
more
done it?
I think it's more like, don't mess with me.
Oh. Teardrop tattoo on the site. Okay. I did not know that. Cobwebs. See a lot of cobwebs.
I don't ever see a cobweb.
You don't ever see cobwebs? You need to get out more.
Oh, I take that back. I see spider webs on people's elbows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or up on your deltoid.
I don't know that I see them up there as much.
All right. Well, okay. Let me just digress just a little bit.
There's something different.
What about tattoos that go up your neck and onto your face?
I talked about that.
A little bit.
It involves alcohol.
Okay.
I think it's more than that.
To each his own. But it's gotta be harder for interviewing for jobs and things like that, you know. But
yeah, there's a prejudice against face tattoos in the business.
But I mean, if you're a musician or something, I don't think people really care.
But doesn't Dwayne Rock Johnson have face tattoo?
No, it's Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Face tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the guy from The Hangover.
And Tyson gets work.
Right.
Well, has an elderly
back. If you don't give him a job, he'll beat you up. Yeah, well, that's bite true, your ear too. Off.
He doesn't do that hardly at all anymore.
Not so much anymore. Went to prison for it, where he got more tattoos. what is the Angel of Death tattoo? Grim Reaper, I know. Grim Reaper and Angel of Death are just about the same thing.
I think they're about the same thing, aren't they?
The Angel of Death's got wings, I think.
How about EWMN?
EWMN?
That doesn't spell anything.
I don't know what that means.
It means evil, wicked, mean, and nasty.
Oh.
That's kind of a tattoo. Well, now that I know what it means,
you're going to go get one.
No, I was thinking I'm going to stay away from people that have that. You're making a statement when you get the tattoo that means
evil, wicked, mean, and nasty. Yeah, typically found on the knuckles.
5150 is one of the bonuses on mine here.
What's 5150?
It's commonly associated with mental health, referencing the California Welfare and Institute Code 5150.
So if you've been institutionalized and you decide you're going to get that tattooed on you when you come out,
you could tell people you're a big Van Halen fan, I guess.
I guess.
Why, okay, here's another one with a double mean. The ACAB.
ACAB.
It stands for Always Carry a Bible. That's what they claim. But on other crowd say that it stands for. All cops are bastards.
Okay. Clock with no hands.
It means you're a big fan of that artist who paints melting.
Dali.
Yeah, Salvador Dali. Right?
No, it means that you're doing a lot of time.
Oh, okay. You don't even look at a clock anymore.
You don't even
anymore.
Look at a clock anymore.
No point in it.
A cross, you mentioned a cross. A cross on the chest, it says, found in Russian prisons, symbolize Prince of Thieves, the highest rank a Russian convict can achieve, and generally worn by higher-ups in the Russian mob.
Aryan Brotherhood.
Yeah.
That's some wicked stuff there. We're talking swastikas or SS symbols. Probably not a... You're pretty much making... So what was that movie?
I don't think you're allowed to have hair either.
Huh?
Oh, you shave your head, skin head?
I think so. American History X, the movie you're getting ready to talk about.
American History X.
Man, that's a pretty powerful
You see that?
Thing.
Yeah. Who is that? Ed Norton? Yep. Who does not come off as a tough guy. But right. In that movie, he did.
Yep.
And he's got a big swastika
He
on
got
his
jacked
chest.
For that movie. He got jacked for that movie. He was ripped.
What are you talking... Oh, you mean that he worked out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that and Fight Club.
It's a microphone, Johnson. You've been in the theater now. You should understand.
Black
how
Hand of Death. What's the Black Hand of Death look like?
I do not know.
Black Hand of Death. Nobody knows Black Hand of Death?
Nope.
What's it from? What's it reference? What's it say?
It's a symbol used by the Mexican mafia.
This tattoo is a symbol known to be used. Black Hand of Death.
That says also La M. The letter M is the symbol of the Mexican mafia.
Hey, this doesn't sound bad. Playing cards tattooed on your body. A set of playing cards. You know, like aces and eights. Well, no, you don't want that.
No.
How about a full house or, you know. The,
aces and eights.
The four aces. All suits.
Dead man's hand.
That's what you wake up and it's tattooed on you. It says, this tattoo is very popular in Russian prisons, where each deck has its own meaning. A spade really? Represents a thief. Clubs symbolize criminals in general. Diamonds are reserved for stool pigeons and informants. If the cards have this deck
it was likely applied with force.
Wow. And then hearts imply that someone is looking for a romantic partner in prison.
Which may also so be then, forcibly applied.
I'd say that there's been a lot applied forcibly for that guy.
Yikes. Where are we at time-wise, Alan? You better check your time.
What's a five-point crown? I've not heard of that one.
Symbol of the Latin Kings gang, one of the biggest Hispanic gangs in U.S., based in Chicago. Crown will be accompanied by the letters ALKN, which stand for Almighty Latin Kings Nation. 5 points are due to Latin Kings being an affiliate of the People Nation gang, which is represented by the number five.
I notice there's a number of tattoos with Hispanic references to them. Indeed. Oh, here's one I missed. A clown face.
A clown
face. Yeah, I saw that. I skipped that on purpose.
Is it something horrible?
No, I just thought it looked kind of creepy.
Just the image
of clown's faces.
You have a fear of clowns?
I don't have a fear of clowns. I just don't care for them.
Craig, you can talk to Rick and I. Okay. If you have a fear of clowns, you can go ahead and say it.
All right. I'm not afraid of clowns, okay. But I don't like them.
Okay.
We discussed this once before that there's really no... Have you ever seen a funny clown?
No, they don't exist.
No.
I've not seen a funny clown.
Not Emmett Kelly, nothing, no.
Clown face is common among gang members. Again, it's gang related. Clown face or mask tattoos can have many different meanings, like laugh now, cry later, play now, pay later, my happy life, my sad life.
If you're like in a band, that's kind of like a gang. We should have all gotten tattoos.
Well, Larry did.
Clunks. Yeah, but it didn't say Larry and the Clunks, did it?
Oh, you're saying our band logo.
Yeah.
Like up there on the picture on the wall that we're looking at.
Yeah, the Larry and the Clunks emblem.
Yeah.
Hell and the K. We should have all gotten Hell and the K tattoos.
It's not too late.
No, it's probably not.
Okay, if you get a Larry and the Clunks tattoo, where are you getting it?
Right on my shoulder. On my deltoid.
Oh, I thought you meant I thought you meant where are you going to go get it at?
Oh, no. Where on your body would you have
to fly? Oh, you got to go back.
I'm going to Bangkok to get it.
That's a good idea.
I'm going to have mine right across the forearm between my elbow and my wrist on the inside, just so I can go like that. People say, what's that interesting tattoo it looks like you have there? And I'll go, it's like that. It's Larry Clunks.
And don't mess with us.
Got that in prison. They would say, if you're part of that group, you should be in prison.
Touche.
Okay. All right. We're out of time.
Well, I guess people are going to have to tune into the next episode to find out what Johnson's secret other tattoo is.
I don't think it's a secret.
Well, we haven't guessed it or named it.
That's true.
See you later from Rick Gator.
Crocodile.
And Alligator.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog's coughing, he's coughing for a cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that little bit of legal business in hand, see you later from Rick Gator, Crocodile, and Alligator. This has been a Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network production. Accept no substitutes, 'cause there aren't any.